Green light is on. There we go. Yep. Okay. Do the same thing I do every Sunday morning in my church and forget to turn my mic on when I'm coming up here. But thank you for coming tonight to hear about Deep Impact. My name is Paul Batts, and my regular job is the pastor at First Baptist Church in Elizabeth City, so not too far away down the road, and it's a good opportunity to get out here to the beach. And I have to say thank you to you for having me tonight to talk about Deep Impact, which I'm really excited about, but you've also got me out of a deacon's meeting, so I'm glad that, especially glad to be with you on the second Sunday of the month and not any other. Our deacons are great there, but it is nice to get away as well to tell you about Deep Impact. I will say another point of contact that we have here. I was in this sanctuary, I think it's been about 22, 23 years ago, 95, 96, somewhere in there. Some of you may have been here at that time as well, with some of the labor renewal weekends that were going on. I was here with one of the teams that came to do a labor renewal here. I don't remember what year it was or what month of the year it was, but I know that I was here, and I remember standing right over here on this side waiting like a nervous wreck, because on that very first night they asked me to share my testimony during worship on Friday evening, and I was terrified as like a 14 or 15 year old kid waiting to do that. But I'm not quite as nervous tonight about talking about this, but it's good to be back in Manio with you all together. In a few weeks, so a few more than a few weeks, you will have an invasion of about 120 or so people coming for Deep Impact. And I say invasion jokingly. It'll be a great week to see how God uses these students and their leaders and you all in this church as well to meet needs all over Roanoke Island and the Outer Banks with the Word of God and the hands and feet of God and in that work that is going on about Deep Impact here in this community. I want to share with you out of Ephesians chapter 4, a passage where the writer of Ephesians is talking about, he's encouraging the church to be prepared and starting to organize themselves. I mean, this is early on in the stages of church life. They're trying to figure out how to do this thing that we've had 2,000 years worth of practice to figure out, and some things maybe get right, and some things we've maybe messed up over that time, but they're still trying to figure all this stuff out. And so the different roles that the church might have and the different ways that each person is gifted to serve. And so in Ephesians chapter 4, Paul writes to them and says, "So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ might be built up, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ." This week of Deep Impact, these students that are coming to this camp this week, some of them may very well end up being pastors or missionaries or different roles in Christian ministry and that calling on their lives. Many of them will go back and they will serve in their churches as right now as students in their student ministries, plugging in those ways. Some of them will end up being deacons in their church. Some of them will be on different roles and teaching Sunday school and in different places that are there. It takes all of these roles to make a church work, to make the kingdom of God work. And some of these students that will be here that week will begin to figure out maybe what God is calling them to. As I said, some might end up being pastors and vocationally go into ministry, but all of them, in some capacity, I'm confident, over their life, will find themselves in some area of ministry within the local church and beyond from there. And part of that impact will be because of what happens here on your campus that week. I mean, think about it. Some of these kids will be coming, and they'll show up on Monday, and they will be talking to their youth leaders the whole way here to say, "Before we get to the church, can we just go see the beach? Can we go get in the water? Can we go to the beach?" And he or she will be tired of answering those questions by the time that they get here. But do you realize that some of those kids, that might be the very first time they've ever seen the beach? I mean, that's the reality of it. Some of them will come this week, and it'll be the first time in their lives they've ever held a power drill. and driven screws into, you know, wood to build a wheelchair ramp. Some of them will have the first opportunity of their lives to have a real meaningful conversation with a senior adult that wasn't their grandparent. Some of them will share their faith for the first time and share their testimony with someone on a job site somewhere. Some of them will lead in children's ministry in a backyard Bible club and do things they never thought was possible. And they'll find out they can do it. They'll have all of these firsts, and it'll be part of this experience of deep impact that brings about some of those firsts for them. And I'm excited that you all are part of that experience. This is my eighth or ninth year doing deep impact. And to be honest, it's my first year of coordinating from this standpoint. I've been to deep impact as a youth leader bringing my youth group before. I've also spoken at deep impact as the camp speaker or pastor for a number of years. And then they asked me, since I'm fairly close by to this site, to coordinate to help line up projects and things. And so I've been able to see some of these things take place and work with these students. Some of them, I look through the list of the youth groups that are coming, and I say, oh, I remember when they were here last year, or year before last, and excited to see them again. And I'm excited for the blessing I think that you will receive through it as well. This will be something that I think is a great thing for your church, and I am I'm just thankful that you've taken the chance. You know, if someone were to come and pitch to a lot of places and say, hey, for a week this summer, we want 100 students to come and live in your church, a lot of people would probably look with deer in the headlights and say, call the Methodist church down the street and see if they've got more space or they've got this or that and all. But you all are taking the chance. You're opening yourselves up to this, and we are grateful for that. Deep Impact is by far the most affordable youth camp, prepackaged kind of youth camp that there is, that I've ever come across. And part of the reason why it is that way is because many of the sites are able to be done at a much cheaper rate than staying in hotels or in these other facilities. And so there's a lot of kids that can come to this camp that couldn't come to another camp or anything else because it's just affordable. And it makes sense too. This is an opportunity for them to really get hands-on and to do things that yes, they can do in their own communities. And perhaps they are, but almost to a person, when I've done Deep Impact, and we've talked about it on the last night of camp and kind of where we're going to go from here, what's going to happen when you get on your church van tomorrow and get back home, and almost to a person, all those students say, you know what, we can do this in our hometown. We can go to the senior center. We can do these things, or I found out that I can do this, and I want to go back and do that. I want to encourage my church to do these things. I want to. Our church isn't doing that, but maybe we should. So maybe I'll get that started in our own, in our church. And so these are the things that you're in store for this week of Deep Impact. So what does it look like? Mostly tonight, I want to talk to you about the just logistical part of it. And if I don't talk too long, I'll give you a chance to ask some questions if you have some of those that come up, or maybe dispel any fears that you might have or any worries about things. But on Sunday, July the 14th, the team of Deep Impact students, which is made up of college students that are coming in, as well as myself and Tom Beam, the director for Deep Impact across the state, will be in and out at various points throughout that week. He'll be coming back from Honduras from doing some a Deep Impact camp there on Sunday, and then be coming straight here after that, and then be preparing to go again on another group a little bit later on. But the Deep Impact team will be coming in on Sunday afternoon, that mid-afternoon that day, and will begin preparation for the campers coming on Monday. So what does that look like? Well, they're going to come in, and they're going to set up their sound equipment and their stuff in here for worship, for the team, or for all the students to have worship on Monday, and a couple of team meetings and things like that. They'll also be rearranging some of your classrooms. Now, don't worry. Everything will be put back exactly where it was on Saturday when everybody leaves. It'll be just like it was when you left it Sunday morning after Sunday school. When you walk back in the next Sunday, it'll look exactly the same. How do I know that? Because what we do before anything is moved in any room, we take pictures of the room. And we make sure that this poster is exactly where it was. And if the feet prints in the carpet for the chairs aren't, they're not there anymore, we still know where that chair goes because we've got a picture of it. So when you walk back in, your classroom will look exactly like it was when you left it. And so those students, or the team will come in on Sunday, and we'll begin getting our stuff set up and prepped and all. And there may be some of the larger equipment that's coming in and things for food and all on Sunday, but most likely most of that will be coming in on Monday morning. We'll be bringing in two shower trailers. Y'all have done disaster relief hosting here as well, so you know what that looks like. The shower trailers will be set up in the parking lot. I'm bad directionally, but you know where they're set up before. The same place they'll be set up before for the students to be taking showers during the week. They'll be bringing in a trailer with the food on it that'll be that the students will be eating during the week as well. And so we'll just kind of begin to transform the place on Sunday and first thing Monday morning for all of that to be done. So realistically, you don't have to do a whole lot of that. You don't have to worry about clearing out rooms or this or that, or if you feel like you want to move something to make sure it's exactly back where it was, then okay, that's fine too, but we know we're going to put it back like it was and all that too, and everything will be worked out well for that. So so then Sunday night, the team gets everything set up and ready and just kind of get some rest. And then on Monday morning, we'll have a brief meeting together to get all the ducks in the row for the week. And then by around lunchtime, the students start arriving. The teams come in between noonish and 2, and they'll start to settle into their places. We'll have the rooms all assigned to where this youth group from this church, the boys from that group, are staying in this classroom. And part of the rooms will be like a boys' suite, like all the males will be on this section, and then all the girls will be in this section. But each youth group kind of has their own room within that to sleep and to have their stuff. And so we'll check everybody in. They'll get settled in. There's some planning meetings that are happening on Monday afternoon. All these students are coming from all over the states. This is really a wide range of youth groups coming all the way from the mountains, all the way really across the state to be here this week. And most of them don't know each other except for their own youth groups. Now, they're not going to be working with just their youth group during the week. So on Monday, they'll all get together and they'll be assigned their team that they'll be working with. And there's 5 different types of projects that happen at Deep Impact. There's construction and yard work type projects and teams that will be going out to do those things, like building wheelchair ramps or doing painting and those kind of things. There are teams that will be doing sports camps. We'll be doing some a basketball camp and soccer camp and things for students to or for children from the area to come in and to do those camps, and then to also have some time of devotion within those as well to tell them about Christ. Children's teams will go out to do backyard Bible clubs and really sort of do mini VBSs in a couple of parks or the YMCA here in town possibly. We'll have a senior team who's going to go and help to do some ministry in some of the assisted living facilities here in town and working with Meals on Wheels and working at the senior center as well. And then a servant team goes out, and that in some ways is kind of the catch-all group. The servant team has a mixed variety of projects that they do. They'll be going to, or they'll be staying here to help with the food truck or the food distribution that happens through the food bank here on Wednesday afternoon. Some of them will be working in thrift stores and just doing a variety of different projects just to tangibly show people the love of God. And they'll go out in the mornings and do those projects, break for lunch, and then go to another site in the afternoon. About mid-afternoon, late afternoon, they come back here, get cleaned up and showered and have some downtime and have dinner together. And then we gather together in here for worship in the evenings. Worship is a great time of a celebration of what's happened during the day on sites and sharing some of those stories. But there's also a time for the camp speaker or camp pastor to share a message. And the worship team is fantastic that is preparing to lead in musical worship for those evening gatherings. For that's at 7:00 each evening, and that's open to the community. That whole event is open to any of you that want to come to worship with the group and see what's going on. Then please come. This is, as I said, open to anyone to come and to be part of those evening gatherings at 7:00 each evening for worship together. In fact, I think that is your Wednesday evening that week will be the Deep Impact worship. So plan to come out for that and just have a great time for that as well. And then on Saturday morning, the teams will be basically waking up and getting their stuff together and loaded up, and then they're usually on the road by mid-morning after they've done. We assign out different things for each youth group to do before they leave, like they have to clean up their sleeping space, and then we also assign them the kitchen area to clean up, or these set of bathrooms to clean up. So everyone has assignments to do to clean up and get things back and ready to go. We actually print out the pictures that we took of your classrooms, and they handed them to them on Saturday morning to say, here's what it's supposed to look like when you leave. And then we check it over and make sure everything's good. And usually by lunchtime or shortly after lunchtime, we've packed up everything and are out of here by early afternoon on Saturday. And I just go back to Elizabeth City to get prepared for worship on Sunday. And the team heads out from here to go somewhere. I don't know where they go after this, but they go and they set it up and do it all over again at a different site. So I'm the next week for Deep Impact. Yeah, so it's pretty much an all kind of self-contained thing, but we want you to plug in. We want you to be a part of it and to check in and to see how things are going, to encourage the students, to find out about the projects they're doing. And the goal of Deep Impact is not to come in and to make all these connections and to do all of these things and then walk out, and then the people that we've just told about Jesus and we've done all these, you know, had all this fun with, then we leave and then they're like, all right, now what do we do next? We really want to come in and help to support and establish some relationships and some things for Manio Baptist Church, so that when Deep Impact leaves on, you know, July 20th, then they're already connected in with Manio Baptist for July 21st and 22nd and on from there. And so we really want to help you all to continue to reach people for Christ here on Roanoke Island as well. And so we look forward to being a part of those things with you all. Just from a logistical standpoint, we touch base with all the local emergency personnel to make sure they realize that, hey, there's an extra 120-something people at Manio all week, and they're going to be spending the night. And so we make sure that folks are aware of those things that are happening and all that. And so Deep Impact really does a pretty good job of trying to make sure that all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed all week. Now, does that mean that something might fall through the crack, or we might realize that, hey, this is a little different than what we planned for it to be? Yeah, we do realize those things happen just about every week, where we have to sort of adjust on the fly and do that. And so so we ask also for your grace in that, and we also know that we're doing our and commit to you to do our best to make sure that you all are well taken care of in anything that happens here, because we are very grateful for your support and your willingness to step out in faith to host Deep Impact for this week. I've been meeting together with a group of folks sort of helping to line up some projects and things and tell them about what's going on. Can you guys think of anything that I'm not saying that I really should say? Sometimes I get going and I start talking fast and I miss things. Okay? Yes, sir. Well, that's a good question. Hold that thought just real quick, and I will answer that one, because that's a great question. Yes, sir. What am I leaving out?
I just want to let the congregation know that this camp filled up many months ago. So this is one of the most popular camps that they have, and that there is definitely a big draw to this area, and that will definitely be benefiting a lot of children who are looking forward to coming here.
Yeah, it has been full. It was the first camp to fill up this summer, and let's be honest, part of it was it's at the beach, and so if I was a youth minister coming, we'd pack up on Saturday morning, finish up, and spend 3 or 4 hours at the beach before we headed back home and have a little bit of that time. But honestly, that helps to know that it's full, because you know exactly your numbers from way back to now, and it's not like, oh, now we've got an extra 15 we've got to plan for, because we don't, because we know exactly what we have. Somebody just asked, how do we find projects? How do we know what needs are in the area? And that's part of what this team that we sort of put together here to sort of resource some of those projects. What do we know of in the area? What have you heard about? What's within your own congregation or people that you know and connections that are there? And so many of them are already existing ministries that are already here. Deep Impact, and to me, the the strategies that missionaries really want to use is not necessarily to create new things or reinvent the wheel. It's to go into already existing things and help support what's already happening there. And so part of the projects are lining up the projects are just finding out what's here already and then making a phone call to say, hey, we've got a group of students who's going to be here. How, you know, can you use us for that week to do those things? That works well when you've got already existing things in place. Part of the connections to find places that might need wheelchair ramps built or some of those yard work projects and things. Sometimes that happens just within the already known needs of your congregation. Hey, you know, so-and-so's neighbor needs a wheelchair ramp built. You know, you've mentioned that before. This might be a good opportunity. So we reach out and find out if that's a need that's there or a yard work need or those type of things. So really, it's just a matter of making the connections and really utilizing people who are already here in the area to find out what's needed in the area. And it takes a lot of projects. When you're planning projects for 120 people or so, that's a lot of different things that need to be done. So, I mean, the scope of impact is pretty big for Deep Impact. So, what's a good opportunity to ask questions? What questions do you have that I can answer to tell you more about? Yes, ma'am. Good question. The group of students that are coming, they have to have completed sixth grade. And so it's middle school and high school. As long as they finish sixth grade all the way up through just having graduated seniors in high school are here to do the work. Deep Impact also has just started over the last few years, Deep Impact Kids. And most of those are at already existing Baptist mission sites like the Baptist mission site in Red Springs, and there's one in Shelby as well. And maybe Fruitland also is hosting Deep Impact Kids. But it's the same type of thing, but it's geared more towards children going out and doing mission projects in the community as well. And so they're branching out into that area. In fact, they're actually using Camp Kale. They're actually starting at Camp Kale this week with a mini week for Deep Impact Kids. Yes, sir.
What's your ratio of adults to students?
The ratio that Deep Impact sets is low, but I can't remember the exact number. It's like one adult to every six students, I think, that's coming, or of the same gender. So, you know, so for every six female, there has to be a female leader with them as well. And so what will happen on the mission sites is that the team of students will get together. There will be six to eight or so students. They'll also be assigned two leaders from the Deep Impact chaperones. All the Deep Impact chaperones are also team leaders and encouragers is what they call them, to go out and to be sort of the chaperones and the adults for the group. So this youth minister from this church and this adult chaperone from that church, along with kids from, you know, three or four of the churches are part of that team that'll go out on site to do the work and then partner with the local folks as well to accomplish the projects. Well, they are, yeah. I mean, now there's a Deep Impact staff that might not be that are part of their group, but certainly the other leaders that are here will be coming with their youth groups. We don't bring in separate leaders from other places. They come with the groups. I think I saw a hand over here. Yes, sir. The first thing is absolutely pray for us. Pray for the students, the Deep Impact team. They begin doing camps this week. By the time they get to us, they'll be a well-oiled machine. They'll have done four or five camps, and they'll be setting up and taking down without a lot of guidance and instruction. But by the time they get to us, they'll be tired because they have done it for four or five weeks at that point. So pray for them. Pray for the Deep Impact staff. Pray for the students that will be coming to help to lead. And their chaperones. Pray for the people that we don't know who they are yet, but the people that we'll reach with the different projects that'll be done. And then also just be a friendly face and an encourager to the group. There's a feeding team. There's a team that comes in and prepares the meals and does all those things. Just a tangible thing that if you are interested in helping to support in some way, then you all can say, hey, rather than you all setting out this for dessert tonight, we'll bring in cakes for dessert for the team or whatever. Or if you don't want to do it for the whole 120-some people that are here, bring in a couple of cakes for the Deep Impact staff. I'm part of that. That's why I'm asking. or homemade ice cream's good. But you know, just tangible things like that. I'll be honest with you. I've been in churches before as the speaker. And, of course, as I said, this is like my eighth or ninth year of seeing it from this side of things. And there's a totally different vibe from a church that is suspicious and skeptical of Deep Impact, and they're worried about Deep Impact coming in and messing things up, or they're suspicious of the things that are going on and all that, and everybody kind of walks around with a frown, and they're, you know, kind of giving the side eye about things. And it's a totally different vibe from that experience to an environment that says, thank you guys for coming, and we want to be part of what you're doing, and even just offer an encouraging word. That would be that goes, especially later in the summer as these leaders are getting tired, that's a great benefit to them, just to find a congregation that is just excited and is you don't have to do anything except just to say, hey, we're so glad you're here. Even if you don't mean it at that point, just say it. They'll appreciate it. I'm kidding. Yes? It is. It is. So you all have hosted Baptist disaster relief things before. It could very well be some of the same trailers that were brought in before with that.
Could they use some volunteers in that regard from us?
I can check to see what they need, but I'm sure that there is some avenue, especially some of you who have some of that experience before with helping in those areas. I'm sure that could be something that they could utilize. Yes, ma'am. So Deep Impact has been going on for since at least the mid-90s, early 90s, so 20 to 25 years. It's grown, and it's looked different throughout those years. It was small, one or two sites to begin with, and then it was just things in the state. And now they're almost running concurrently two different Deep Impact youth camps each week, almost simultaneously. There's one that's stateside, and when I say stateside, I mean just in North Carolina, all over the state. There's camps going on in Manio. There's a camp in Boone. There's one. There's a couple that are hosted out of Shelby. One at Fruitland. One at Red Springs. So they're kind of all throughout the state. And at the same time, there's camps that are going on where they're taking teams to. There's a team going to Atlanta this year, to Cuba, to Honduras. I don't know if they're doing. They had a partnership together with the Bahama Baptist Association, where they were taking some teams to the Bahamas as well. I tried to get on that coordinating effort, but I didn't quite get there yet for that. But it's grown throughout these years, and as I said, they're trying to incorporate the Deep Impact kids into that now to provide opportunities for children to go do mission.
So is this strictly a North Carolina ministry?
Yes. Yes, it is actually done through the North Carolina Baptist Convention, they don't call it the North Carolina Baptist Men's Office anymore. I think it's called Baptist on Mission now, or NC Baptist now, and it's housed out of that. The staff from the central office are Baptist State Convention North Carolina employees, and it really is housed solely through North Carolina. They have had some teams that have wanted to participate in Deep Impact because it's such a great camp that have come from South Carolina or Virginia to plug into what's happened as well. Yes, ma'am.
It sounds very similar to me as World Changers. Are you
familiar with
World Changers?
Yes. In fact, it does take a very similar model to World Changers, just on a North Carolina level rather than, World Changers will host in a place, but then they may have students coming from all over the country to that site. This is mostly a North Carolina site coming from North Carolina people to here. But it does take on a very similar model to World Changers, if you're familiar with that. Okay?
So the team goes from place to place.
Yes.
And the youth groups are different each week.
Yes. So most youth groups just sign up for 1 week, and they pick out which week fits their schedule and go to that site. But the Deep Impact staff team pretty much is the unit that goes from the same team goes from site to site each week.
What does that Deep Impact team do the
Well, they're all most of the staff are college students.
Oh.
So they're they wrap up college and then they come for training and get started, and then when they're done, they get ready to go back to college. And then from a convention standpoint, Tom Beam works a lot of work with disaster relief projects throughout, and then coordinating. There are a couple of other teams that, through the Baptist partnerships, like to South Africa and to the different places around the world that they've had partnerships with, Cuba and other places, that he helps to coordinate and lead some of those teams going to some of those other places during the times of year that are not deep impact. And honestly, a lot of the rest of the year is spent planning for the deep impact summer. Okay. Yes, ma'am. They do. There is not a ton of time to do a lot of off-site free time. Usually they get back to the church in the afternoon around 3:30-ish, and we eat supper at 5:30. So they've got a couple hours, and the first part of the week you'll see kids sort of play basketball, or they'll be throwing a frisbee outside, or they'll be very active doing a lot of different things. By the end of the week, you see less and less kids actually doing things because they're exhausted. They're like, I'm going to go back and take a nap. So they do have that couple hours in the afternoon, and the Deep Impact staff actually structures some free time activities. Like they'll plan for like a volleyball tournament or a basketball 3-on-3 tournament, or you know, different activities that are going on in the afternoon. After worship in the evening, it ends about 8:15 or so, and then they have some church group devotion time, and then they've got from like 9-ish until 10:30, I think, is when we tell them, all right, you need to be heading to your room. So they've got another break in there. So really it's pretty well structured, but we do offer the groups the opportunity to choose a night a week if they choose to let us know ahead of time so we don't prepare food for them. But they can let us know that, hey, you know, First Baptist Elizabeth City, we're not going to eat supper on site tonight. We're going to take the youth group and we're going to go to Daryl's or somewhere and have supper, and we'll be back for worship. And so we do allow some of that freedom within there for a youth group to go off-site and do some things, but they honestly don't really want to because they're having fun here. Okay. Anything else? Yes. Well, one is a message that God loves them. You know, we want to tangibly show them the love of God through whatever we have done project-wise at their place. But we also want to operate as though we are Deep Impact, but we're also an extension of the ministry of Manio Baptist Church. So we want to let them know about this church, about, you know, connecting there. And like I said, when we leave on Saturday, they need some point of contact for the future as well, and so we don't want to leave them hanging, you know, for those things. But most of all, we want them to know that God loves them and to show them that through whatever act of service we've done. Okay. All right, going once, going twice, sold. All right. Again, let me say thank you so much for being willing to host Deep Impact. I think you're going to have a great experience and seeing these kids and all the things that they've learned and growing and being a part of each evening. As I've been the camp speaker, I've always, and most everyone does that as well, they offer a time in the evening worship before the sermon or whatever to hear stories on site, like what is God doing? How did God show up? How did God use you? And you hear them tell those stories. That even if you can't stay the whole time, stay for that 15 or 20 minutes, 7 to 7:15, 7:20, when they've done music and you hear those stories, because that's worth it all to hear, you know, a 13-year-old girl say, you know what? I had no idea that I could do this, but I did it. Or, you know, I saw God in the eyes of this person that I was talking with, and I thought I was going to bless them, but they're the ones who gave me the blessing instead. And those things are worth the whole experience in that. So thank you again so much for that. And look forward to seeing you here in a few weeks as Deep Impact kicks off. Thank you.